Okay, ja, da sind wir wieder. Wir sind live auf dem Stream hier bei Punkrockers Radio, live vom Punkrock Holiday aus Tolmin, und bei mir sind Pink Flamingos aus Frankreich.
Welcome. Hallo, Punkrockers Radio.
Hallo. Bonjour.
Salut.
Salut. Wir sind die Pink Flamingos aus Frankreich. Wir sind sehr glücklich, an Punkrock Radio zu sein. Sorry, it's all I know how to say in German.
It's perfect. Perfect.
Really good.
Yeah. Sehr gut. So we can do the interview in German.
Oh my God.
Yes, but it will only be like, oh mein Gott, ein, zwei, drei Polizei, and that kind of all the shit. So probably no English might be better.
So maybe your German is better than my French. I once learned it, but forget.
We everything. Can do it in French if you want.
No.
Merde.
No.
No, please.
No, thank you. And it will be a classic interview, because I couldn't prepare about your band, but I've got prepared some beginnings of
questions.
Sentences, and maybe it would be a good idea if you not everybody of you each card, but one after the other, and you can skip a card, or you can. So if everybody has to say something to this.
I answer this first question, and then you do the second one, and then.
Yes.
Okay. So first question is: I came into punk rock because I leave that stuff here, so you don't see what the next question is.
Yeah, that's very good. I know. I see you understood the game.
Yeah. So I came into punk rock by accident. I remember I was in middle school. I was maybe at I don't know, 13 years old or something. And my best friend had an older brother, and he started to skate. And he bought Americana from Offspring, and he would put this record all the time at his place when I was hanging out with my friend at his place all the time. And by the time I was at school in a really sketchy bad neighborhood in France, and everybody was listening to hip hop. So I was listening to hip hop also. 90s French hip hop is really good, by the way. It turned into shit then, but at the time it was really good. And when I first heard Americana by Offspring, I was like, whoa, this is the power that I was waiting for my whole life. This is the kind of song that makes me go ahead when I feel depressed or I'm sad or whatever. It's the kind of music that that just brings me out and make me better, and I feel energetic all the time because of that music. So I started with like Offspring, Blink 182, and then NoFX, Bad Religion, Pennywise, and then it's been my whole life for the last 15 years now. So that's really, really good. That was my story. Thank you very much. Second question, Julien.
My English is very bad, so I hope the most underrated punk band is. What is underrated? Pink Flamingos.
Of course.
No. I'm joking, but no.
But your gig was very good. I enjoyed it very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
I didn't see the whole gig, the whole set.
Yes.
But I think 20 minutes and it pretty good.
Good
pretty
for good yourself. Stuff. So I keep Pink Flamingos for your question. Okay, next.
It's a funny thing that this question is coming to me. Because doing sports, obviously not, apart drumming. So sorry, I can't say much than that. I do drums. This is sports.
No.
Yes. Sorry for that.
If I had a time machine, I would travel too. It's really hard questions, you know. I need time to think out. And my would go. I would travel to the future, maybe. No, I don't want to see myself older. No. So
you would be dead tomorrow.
I could actually, maybe not tomorrow, but in a week. If I had a time machine, I would travel to. Hey, you know what? Maybe the 70s and 80s when the punk scene was starting and bands were actually setting cities, and it was punk rock music is really exciting to me, but I think when it was new, it was even more exciting. And when people were discovering it, like even with the 60s, you know, the hippie music, the rock and roll, it's not my really kind of music, but it's also something that just happened totally randomly at some point, and people will all feel together because of that. And also doing drugs and a lot of really sketchy things happened, and it was totally free, you know, there were no rules, and everybody was just brand new all the time. And I wasn't there, I wasn't born at the time, but I guess it must have felt really, really exciting, and yeah, that and also the Far West stuff, like back of the 19th century in the U.S. Like I would have loved to be a cowboy or something, you know, not kill Indians, but just ride in the desert. That was kind of my kind of thing. Also, okay. Next question, Julien.
I listen to Punk Rockers Radio because. Because I'm a punk rocker radio. So because I love you.
Thank you, man.
I think.
Thank you.
Next. Ich liebe dich.
Wait, do all the hard questions are coming to me?
You can skip.
Yeah,
you
I'm going to skip this skip one. I'm already too free. Tell. Yeah. The last time I did something for the first time was when I came to Punk Rock Holiday, because it's my first time here.
Very good. Next.
Yeah, this one was easy.
Oh, my strength is... I don't have any strength, actually. I can barely carry my own amplifier. No, my dick is, you know, I'm old now, so my dick is not that powerful anymore. I don't know, maybe my strength is to that I in this band, I'm the one that takes care of everything, all the booking stuff, and today we're in fucking Punk Rock Holiday in Slovenia, and somehow it's not just me, but a lot of all the people are involved, of course, but maybe my strength is that I'm good at organizing stuff. And I promote shows at home in Le Havre also, and I take care of that everything goes smooth all the way. And same with booking shows for my own band. Like I think my little strength is that I can bring this fucking band to Slovenia.
To be an organizer.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I'm always in the shadow, no one really sees me all the time, but that's what I'm good at it, I guess. Or not so bad, at least. Next question is for Julien.
My favorite food is surimi. No. Yes.
What?
Surimi. It's a
surimi.
Crab.
Yeah, crab.
Crabs.
But
it's not. No, it's not. It's good with mayonnaise.
Ah.
Next.
The worst thing that happened at a show was, I don't know, it's my first punk rock band, and I actually began to endure sweating at shows, for the heavy sweating. Oh, they're taking pictures too, okay. So the worst thing that actually happened was the fact that I was sweating a lot, really, for the first time as a drummer, and I couldn't see anything because of the sweat coming to my eyes, and because we drank a lot the day before, my sweat was like pure acid.
Vodka, beer.
So I didn't enjoy that. That for the moment, that is the worst thing. Yeah.
It's
next.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
I'm not good in, I'm not good in guitar, I'm not good in singing, I'm not good in Slovenian, I'm not good in German, I'm not good, hey, the list is too fucking long, there's so many things I'm not good at.
But I guess you are good in organizing the band.
Yeah, at least, yeah, like, you know, that's why I didn't kill myself already, you know, I have that little thing, otherwise, yeah, I'm not good at a lot of fucking things. Sorry. Entschuldigung.
And your English is very good.
Yeah, thank you, Shin. Well, next question is for Julien again.
Punk rock is...
You'll find me on the dance floor when that should never happen. So I never been on any dance floor. Maybe when I was 8 or something, but yeah, the last time I drank.
Even not when you're totally drunk.
No, because I don't get drunk really. So
next.
I'm the least punk rock person you could ever find at the punk rock holiday.
What it is worth fighting for?
Me seeing me on the dance floor.
I would give my life to see Renault on the dance floor once. So this is the kind of thing that is worth fighting for. Hopefully, before the next, before the end of the festival.
The most hated question in an interview is:
did you like it tonight?
Yeah.
Did you
know.
Like it tonight? I had to do that.
You like you like music? Why do you like music? Why do you make music?
A cliche about the Germans is I might know maybe a few of them because of a show that was in on Arte, you know, the German French, there is one that you pay attention to your poop. You pay German people pay attention to their poop, like they are looking at them before flushing it to see if they are sick or maybe something. And I had that's it. In France, you're shitting straight in the water, and every time I went to Germany, it's like there there are a space where you shit, and then the water flows. Yeah. Yeah.
So you can see your shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that.
But it's good if you have to bring the shit to the doctor.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's far away easier to aim at something this big. Yeah. True. One point. But so that might be the cliche, the most funny, the funniest cliche I know about Germans. Okay. Sorry about that.
At the age of 17, I wanted to have sex. That's it.
Next.
And does it change
more?
No. I still want to have sex sometimes, but it's not as huge as it was before, you know? It's okay now. So I can handle myself now.
The best way to fight right wing?
Yes.
Oh, I don't want to talk about politics. Next.
I would say school.
I would say school.
So do I. I hope my kids will never be, because I really don't want kids. I don't want them to grow up in such a world. Sorry. Sorry for being this pessimistic. Sorry.
On tour, 3 dots. What am I supposed to say? On tour, what happened? We drive a lot. We sleep on floors. We drink warm beers. Warm beers. We also, on the bad side, yes, but on the good side, we also make a lot of friends. And we happen to also see the old friends from, like in Slovenia, for example, we have like so many, many friends that we can only see once a year when we're here in Slovenia in Punk Rock Holiday, or when we go on tour. But it's so far away from France, so it takes, we only see them like once a year. And same goes with the German friends we have, or the Austrian friends we have, or whatever, and that's a great thing. I'm on touring, and also, yeah, playing music is a big part of it, of course, even if it's only like 40 minutes every night. It's still the main thing, right? And yeah, it's so great as the band to play every night. It's what we started the band for, so that's great. But it's more about the human stuff also, because we play for 40 minutes every night, but we spend like hours, fucking hours, partying and talking to our best friends. Some of the people I met on tour are my best friends now, even if they live like 2,000 kilometers away from my place. So this is touring. It's great human experience, I would say. Next question is for Julien again.
I believe in... Yes. I believe in... Yeah, I'm waiting for God. I believe in you, Jesus. I believe in nothing. I believe in life, happy life. Yes, okay, it's my choice.
Before there was the internet, everything was way better. Because I'm getting old and I'm getting bored. So this is my answer. Next question for Bertrand.
Yeah, it's okay? Yeah.
That's not true. It's just different from now that we have internet. It's just much better. Like, it's not better.
No, it's not a question for you. Shut up. A really good beer for you.
Augustino Ellis from München. That's my favorite. It's my favorite. Fucking favorite. I like also Erdinger, and I'm a big fan of German beers anyway. So,
but you like the Bavarian style?
Yeah, it's my favorite. Little blonde, light beers. Augustino L is my favorite.
My friend hates when I
fart in the van.
He said fart in the van. I don't remember. Yes, maybe one time.
Maybe sleeping.
So next.
I was about to say my friends hate when I go to pee instead of carrying my bass amplifier, but well, we'll talk about that later. The name of my first band was Merfolk, and it was a folk band, obviously. Oh. Bertrand, next question.
For me, punk rock holiday is... a Swiss friend of mine that is also at the festival this week talked about the punk rock holiday as being the European party World Cup, European World Cup of partying, and so it's pretty much the same to me. Like it's a great party, one super fucking long week of partying and also punk rock, but the two things are mixed at some point, you know. So yeah, it's all about meeting friends and for me trying not to get too sunburnt. But yeah, partying and meeting with old friends.
I will never die. Oh.
Your friends love
my friends love when I speak, because I don't speak that much.
It's not true.
But when I start, I can't stop myself. So maybe they love it for the first few minutes and they hate me for the whole week.
That's right.
My first car was actually the van that we used for the band. I'm a lucky guy. So yeah, my first van is the van that is parked right outside of here, and it's the only car I wanted. I don't need a car except for touring, so that's it. Julien.
I get angry when I'm never angry.
When you lost your gay for the
day. Yeah. That's what sure you say. You will say it. That's right.
Don't steal my gay for tape.
If I was a drug, I would be either tea or weed, because I really abuse both of them. So yeah, tea and weed in the same water. Choose one, then it would be drums. Tweed. Yes, tweed. I choose tweed.
Acoustic punk. Yeah, a lot of electric, yeah, regular punk bands also do the acoustic stuff. It only works for some of them are really lame, I think, when you have the old washed up guy that the band is not working, so he starts acoustic stuff. It's really not so good. But some of them are really, really good. And I'm thinking acoustic punk best would be Rumble Seat for me. They're like pray hot water music kind of stuff. But I also, my really good friend from Canada, Greg Rickus, he also does amazing acoustic punk stuff. We tried to do like an acoustic set ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's really good from as good as the names I mentioned before, but we're doing our best also. It works really well. It can work really well for slow. For most of me, for me, it's more about acoustic. Now, mid-tempo punk rock, like Midwestern kind of punk rock, like Lawrence Arms also are really good acoustic, that kind of stuff. Sundowner is really good acoustic. Why? And yeah, it's my vision of it. Next question is:
being drunken is good. Being drunken is is dude.
When I take a bath, I listen to the sound of the bubbles, and by bubbles, you know what I mean. When I get the chance to take a bath, I don't listen to anything. I usually read books in my bath with tea and weed.
With the famous tweed.
The famous tweed.
Okay, I think we're going to do one, and then we...
All right. Okay. Up to you. If I was a drink, I would be a Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon?
Yeah, it's a cocktail.
What are the ingredients?
It's vodka and blue curacao and lemon juice. It's strong and it's blue. Even guys love it because everybody likes it. It's a really good drink. It's one of my favorites.
When I wake up, it's a good question. Sometimes I take poppers. Sometimes I... No. When I wake up, I, unfortunately, on my phone, on Facebook phone, it's not so... Not so rock and roll, but I think everybody make it.
Okay, last one. My man Dad, they bought me my snare drum so I could come to this show and all the others we made before for the week before the punk rock holiday. So, Mom and Dad, thank you for everything, because without you, I wouldn't have been able to play today. So, yeah, Mom and Dad, they're pretty much everything.
Oh, thank you. I love your mother.
No, he doesn't know her, so yeah.
Yes, you don't know, but now you know.
I didn't know he know her, but yeah.
Okay, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you for having us.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, sure. Did you enjoy it, guys?
Yeah!
That's our monkey.
Perfect. Thank you.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.